Egyptian rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves, two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was a righteous man and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For in my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
じゃあの日本語でルカによる福音書あの2章22節から33節をお読みします。さてモーセの律法による彼らの清めの期間が満ちたとき、両親は幼子を主に捧げるためにエルサレムへ連れて行った。それは主の律法に母の胎を開く男子の産子はすべて主に性別されたものと呼ばなければならないと書いてある通りであった。また主の律法に山鳩一つがい、または家鳩の雛にはと定められたところに従って犠牲を捧げるためであった。その時エルサレムにシメオンという人がいた。この人は正しい敬虔な人で、イスラエルの慰められることを待ち望んでいた。聖霊が彼の上にとどまっておられた。また主のキリストを見るまでは決して死なないと聖霊のお告げを受けていた。彼が御霊に感じて宮に入ると、幼子イエスを連れた両親がその子のために律法の習慣を守るために入ってきた。するとシメオンは幼子を腕に抱き、神を褒めたたえて言った。主よ、今こそあなたはあなたのしもべを御言葉通り安らかに去らせてくださいます。私の目があなたの御救いを見たからです。御救いはあなた方万民の民に備えられたもので、異邦人を照らす啓示の光、御民イエスイスラエルの光栄です。父と母は幼子についていろいろ語られることに驚いた。以上です。
Good morning. How about we stand and greet our neighbors? I'd like to wish all of you a early Merry Christmas. And if you have not finished your Christmas shopping, I could pray for you after service. It's in 2 days. I can't believe Christmas came by so fast. Well, let me just start with a prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this time. Lord, that we could come together and worship you, especially today, Lord, Christmas Sunday. We just want to honor you, Jesus. We thank you so much for the life you lived so that we could become yours, Lord. We thank you so much, Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, your presence would come and fill this place. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified. And that, Lord, just through this simple service and our interactions with one another, that you would be glorified, Lord, that you would be pleased with our worship. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. One of my favorite, if not the favorite part about Christmas, is receiving presents. Maybe I should have said that last week. But today I want to talk about receiving your blessing, or you could replace that with gifts from your Heavenly Father. It is the Lord that said it's better to give than to receive. And so I do believe that our Heavenly Father, just like maybe some of our earthly father likes to give us or gives us presents, I sincerely believe that our Heavenly Father has something for us this Christmas. A gift for us. And I want to take a look at this passage we just looked at, Luke 22. And this is 2:22. And this is a passage where Mary and Joseph, they just had their son, Jesus. And as their custom, it was their custom to bring the firstborn to the temple and dedicate it to God. And if you dedicate it to God, you could redeem your son either with a lamb or with pigeons or doves. If you couldn't afford a lamb, then you could come and offer, did it say two? I believe it said two pigeons or two doves. A pair of dove or two pigeons. So we can see that Joseph and Mary, they weren't very rich. If they were, they would have brought a lamb. But they brought Jesus into the temple to present him to the Lord. And in this story, we didn't read the whole story, but in this story, only two recognized that God was in the temple that day. That Emmanuel, God in flesh. I don't know if ironic is the right word, was that this temple, bustling with people, tens, twenties, 50, 100, I don't know how many people were there that day, going in and out, worshiping, giving their offerings, doing their purification rites. I don't know what they were there, but I'm sure Joseph and Mary weren't the only ones there. I'm sure the temple was just going about its business. The ironic part, people looking for God. And I'm sure there are some people that brushed by Joseph and Mary that day and didn't even recognize God in flesh. You can be at the right place at the right time, but still miss your blessing. Now, how many times have we gone to church and missed God? I know I have hundreds of times. I know today as I was just sitting there, it was hard for me to focus on worship, personally. It was hard for me to just get lost in His presence. Because just as the pastor, I have a lot of other things on my mind, but how ironic is that? And we're coming into the Christmas season, and the season is for Jesus, right? It is to celebrate his birth, and how ironic would it be to miss Jesus, worshiping him, busy doing good things, but perhaps not the most important thing. Now, I said there were two people that day, though. They got it. They were able to meet Jesus that day and bless him. One of them, his name was Simeon, which in Hebrew means he has heard. I believe it's Shema'an. Shema meaning heard. But Simeon, we see in this story, let me read. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for them the custom, for what the custom of the law required, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. Out of the tens of hundreds of people that were there, Simeon, moved by the Holy Spirit, he was able to get what everyone in that temple was supposed to, was trying to receive. An encounter with God. Everyone at that temple, if they were there for the right motive, they were seeking an encounter with God. And Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit and encountered God. And I want to talk about Simeon. And I want to talk about us, how we can encounter God. And positioning yourself is a great start to receiving your blessing. Luke 2:25, let me just read that again. There was a man in Jerusalem, a great place to be to encounter God at that time. There was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. And I believe for us it's important that we position ourselves if we really want to encounter God. I'm not, this message, just to make it clear, isn't about seeking God's love. Because God's love is unconditional. He loves us whether we seek him or not. In fact, it's his love that pursues us. It's his love that died for us while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies to God. It's his love that continues to pursue us to this day. But his gifts, his blessings, are not for, it just doesn't happen by chance. I mean, sometimes it does. Sometimes you're just at the right place at the right time and God blesses you. But in Luke 11:9, it says, I say to you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. This is Jesus teaching his disciples how to receive from the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:14, it says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. It tells us to eagerly desire the gifts that God has for us. And I'm here to tell you that some of us, there's probably a lot of unopened gifts that God has for you. And his gifts are the best. Thank you, honey. You can say amen a little louder. I could use the encouragement. Man, it's Christmas. Come on, be generous with your amens. All right, there you go. Man, what am I doing wrong, Lord? Let's pray again. Let's start over. But the Lord, I do believe the Lord has gifts for each and every one of you. He wants to bless you. He desires to bless you. It says in the Bible, if you who are evil give good things to your kids, to your children, how much more would the Lord give good things to us? His children. Now let's take a look at Simon, what he did right. Simon was righteous. To be righteous is simply to be right in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It's not doing. Let me just period is not doing. Prior to Jesus, you know, people confused righteousness with doing the things of the law. Everything the law required. And those are good things, don't get me wrong. Doing good things isn't a bad thing. Duh, okay, alright. But righteousness is more than that. Righteousness is simply being in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Romans 3:22, it says, the righteousness is given through faith in Jesus to all who believe. Simply being in a right relationship with God through Jesus. And just simply what that means is what Jesus did, he paid the penalty of sin with his life so that we could have a right relationship with God. That's the simple gospel. But Simeon was righteous. He had a right relationship with God, and I believe he had a right relationship with God. It's because he was looking forward to the Messiah. Today, now that the Messiah has come, died, and rose again, we don't look forward to the Messiah. We look back at the Messiah and remember him. Although we do look forward to his second coming, which I guess 12:21:12 was supposed to be that. According to the mic, anyways, forget it. Let me just get through with today's message and eat. Let's eat. Let's have good time of fellowship. Amen. The Holy Spirit's going to move in the fellowship time. I believe it. I receive it. All right. But Simeon was righteous. Amen. Amen. He had a right relationship with God. And what that means simply is he believed in the Messiah. For us to have a right relationship with God, simply believe in the Messiah. Put your faith in him. And start that relationship. That's righteousness. Simeon was righteous. Simeon was also devout. It says, Simeon was righteous and he was devout. And what, for me personally, and one of the hardest things of being Christian is that it isn't always exciting. Right? My sermons aren't always amazing, okay? Prayer isn't always the most amazing time. You know, as I pray, sometimes I fall asleep. I gotta be honest. There's times when I've been praying and all of a sudden I wake up. I'm like, wow, I'm sorry, Lord. But devotion is being consistent. Consistently putting yourself in the right place. Prayer, church, reading the Word of God, being devout. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. It's so important that we are in a right relationship with God by putting our faith in Him, but also being devout. Doing the right things is important. I mean, doing the right things won't get you into heaven. But it's important. It counts. Praying, reading the Word, coming to church, giving, being mindful of the poor and the widows, being devoted to those things. It says Simeon was righteous, devout, and he was waiting. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting. The promises of God oftentimes takes time to be fulfilled. Just ask the children of Israel. They wandered in the desert 40 years. They were promised a land and they were delivered from Egypt, but it took them 40 years before they were in the place of promise. And I believe, you know, just going off on a trail, I believe God has promised some of you things that have not been fulfilled yet. Amen. Wait on it. Wait for it. You know, a lot of times when we hear a promise, we think, oh, great, it's going to happen next year. Now, I think it's going to happen the next day. And we wait. We wait a week. We wait a month. We wait 6 months. We wait a year. Then we forget. Isn't that right? Is that just me? No? Okay, good. All right. But in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now this is the promise of Jesus' second coming. But I believe in all of God's promises, He is not slow in keeping His promises, but He is waiting on you as much as we are waiting on Him. God won't give us His promises if we're not ready for it, because we might just waste it. Some of us can't handle some His promises right now, and so He's waiting. But I believe if He has promised you, and I don't know what it is that He has promised, but if He has promised you, some of you prosperity, some of you just an anointing to evangelize, some of you a wife, some of you a husband, but if He has promised you something, I want you to wait on Him. He is not a liar. If He promised it, it will come to fulfillment. Simeon was a man. I don't know when Simeon was promised to see the Messiah. It could have been when he was very young. He's very old at this time. And he was waiting upon the Messiah. He was still waiting. He was still living in Jerusalem. Probably an expensive place to live for someone like him. But he was waiting in Jerusalem. And the time came. It says, Simeon was moved by the Spirit. And the greatest blessing, and let me just say this, the greatest blessing from the Father, the greatest gift, of the Father is this, the Holy Spirit. It says in John 14:26, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. This past week, I saw a book called Good Morning, Holy Spirit, written by Benny Hinn. I know Benny Hinn is a controversial figure, but this book is one of his more famous books. Let's just put it that way. And I was reading it, and I was blessed by it. Just Benny Hinn honoring the Holy Spirit as a person. You know, I don't agree with everything he says, and I'm not going to go any further with that, but, you know, the Holy Spirit is a person and is here today. Jesus is in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But it says, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And today at the preaching of His Word, the Holy Spirit is here. And this is the most important part. It says, you know, you could be righteous, you could be devout, you could be waiting, and you could be at the right place at the right time, but if you're not moved by the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to encounter God. It's only through the Holy Spirit that you will encounter God's presence. And it says here that in 27, Simeon, moved by the Holy Spirit, he went into the temple court. I don't know what happened. It doesn't. The story doesn't say what actually happened. I don't know if Simeon was praying, if he was eating, I don't know what he was doing, but suddenly, something moved him. I don't know if it was an audible voice or an inner voice, but the Holy Spirit said, you need to go to the temple courts right now. And as he went to the temple court, And there was people in the temple court going in and out doing their thing, seeking encounter with God. Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit to a child, to a baby. And it must have took a lot of faith to see the Messiah in that child, whose parents weren't even rich enough to bring a lamb, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in front of him. God in flesh. Must have took him a lot of faith, but he was moved by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here today. And whether you encounter God in this worship service or not, it is available to you. And the greatest blessing, and today I wanted to talk about how to receive your blessing from your Heavenly Father. The greatest blessing is knowing the Holy Spirit and being moved by Him. Because it is only through Him you will encounter God. I do pray that you encounter God, whether it's in this service or sometime during this holiday season, because, you know, we have this season for Jesus. I do pray and hope that the Holy Spirit will move you to worship Him in a genuine way where you encounter Him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Even now, Lord, we just ask that you would reveal yourself to us in a greater way. We ask that we would be moved by your Spirit to encounter you, Jesus, just as Simeon encountered you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you'd come. Fill each heart. We thank you so much, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.